I've upset my grandmother? No, my lyrics haven't gone too far. And as far as that little situation there, I didn't upset anybody. She upset herself. And all I will say about my grandmother is that I tried to tell people that my family was a little off. And my mother's not an original. My grandmother is her mother. So it should be pretty self-explanatory without me having to say anything.
Not content with having plastic toys made in his image, Eminem soon took this diversion one step further into the world of cartoons. As a child, the young Marshall Mathers' first ambition was to be a comic book artist. Fortunately for music fans worldwide, this career path was soon superseded by his interest in hip-hop. However, the fascination with comic strip heroes never waned, so it was with little surprise but great interest that Eminem announced he was launching his own cartoon character, initially to be seen exclusively on the internet at www.slimshadyworld.com. Tagged as Webisodes, the antics of the central character, Slim, attracted a huge number of hits and interest was sufficiently high that the series was soon released onto video. He even introduced snippets from the Webisodes on screens at some of his live dates. This cartoon outing was a fun precursor to a much more serious trip onto celluloid. Eminem announced to a rather skeptical world that he would be taking the starring role in a forthcoming loosely semi-autobiographical film. The setting was the so-called 8 Mile, a major boulevard which is said to divide black and white Detroit. The stretch of road is littered with adult bookstores, prostitutes and topless bars, mixed in with storefront preachers and the homeless. It's a place where crime and destitution are a fact of life. Interestingly, this was not the first time that the 8 Mile had been the subject of a film crew. In 1996, Detroit filmmaker Gary Glazer directed an Emmy-winning documentary called Borderline, The Story of 8 Mile Road. When the idea was first mooted, most observers were cynical, expecting any film starring Slim Shady to go the same muted way as so many failed pop star-turned-actor projects. Eminem had minor film experience already. He'd appeared in Dr. Dre's decidedly ordinary The Wash, and also in a similarly dull film by the name of Da Hip Hop Witch, which also featured the much maligned Vanilla Ice. But to actually star in the leading role was a different challenge altogether. The project quickly attracted a host of big names, garnering an early momentum which promised something more than your average pop star cinematic self-indulgence. Top film producer Brian Grazer was the first to associate himself with the idea, and he was certainly a credible name. His credits, including the revered A Beautiful Mind starring Oscar winner Russell Crowe, How the Grinch Stole Christmas starring Jim Carrey, Eddie Murphy's box office smash The Nutty Professor, and the quadruple Oscar-winning LA Confidential. In 1986, Grazer had formed one of Hollywood's most powerful and successful production houses, Imagine, with famous director and former Happy Days star Ron Howard. Further weight was added to the film when Interscope Records executive Jimmy Iovine was announced as co-producer with Grazer. Soon another top name was attached too, when acclaimed director Curtis Hanson joined the crew. Having lensed LA Confidential and critics' favourite Wonder Boys, this was a huge bonus to the credibility of the project. In front of the camera, Kim Basinger plays the role of James Smith Jr.'s mum, and with a string of other big-name actors, the film looks set to introduce Eminem as a convincing new acting talent. Industry insiders suggested that once he got over his initial nerves, he proved himself an accomplished actor. The Detroit rapper's Midas touch had still not deserted him. The film's storyline was undoubtedly semi-autobiographical for Eminem. Based around a single week in the life of a fictitious young white man named James Smith Jr., the movie was to chronicle the struggles and trials of living on the wrong side of the tracks in downtown Detroit, and follows how Smith Jr. uses music to haul himself out of the abyss of poverty and crime. Set around the trailer parks and inner-city sprawl of Eminem's childhood, a fascinating backdrop of urban decay and interracial tension, the film was clearly not going to be sterile and saccharine, a criticism often directed at Mariah Carey's Glitter or Britney's Crossroads. Even so, the doubters remained in the majority. Interestingly, rumours flying round the set suggested that Basinger and Eminem had become more than close while working on the film, something which both parties denied. Shortly after, Eminem seemed less anxious to refute rumours of a relationship with Mariah Carey. This somewhat odd coupling was mooted in the tabloids early in 2002, after Carey and her previous beau, Luis Miguel, had split up. At first, denials were issued, but by the summer of that year, according to UK tabloid The Sun, the two were enjoying a secret affair. Later stories implied this was short-lived, although the speculation did little to damage the mounting interest in the feature film lead debut of one Marshall Mathers. Back on set, the production team admirably chose to cast much of the film's personnel from real people who lived in and around the 8 Mile, asking local fledgling rappers and aspiring actors to come forward. With Eminem's beloved daughter Hailey in mind, they also asked for a ragamuffin Caucasian girl, aged 5 to 8, who is serious with soulful eyes. After the critical panning that had met his friend Mariah Carey's box office disaster Glitter and the accompanying album, the spotlight on 8 Mile will inevitably be very intense. No doubt the soundtrack, led by Dre and Eminem themselves, will be awesome, but that alone will not be enough to impress the critics. One thing is certain, with Eminem's colossal fan base, the film is set to be a commercial success. Typically for Eminem, these exciting developments with the film ran concurrently with continued difficulties in his private life. Whilst he was on tour in the UK, his grandmother had been tracked down by the British tabloids, and she revealed to them that she was desperate for her grandson and his mother to put their differences aside. The tabloids also interviewed his estranged father, who had left the marital home when Eminem was 6 months old, and they hadn't spoken since. According to his grandmother, a young Eminem had written many, many letters to him, but they had all been returned. The ensuing years, it seemed, had changed his father's views, and now he told the newspapers that he was keen to meet his son, that he was not interested in his money, and that he just wanted to talk to him. The two have since met up and spoken at length, one genuinely positive result of Eminem's recent rise to fame.